Our gospel reading from Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. Late that day he said to them, "Let's go across to the other side." And they took him in the boat as he was. Other boats came along. A huge storm came up. Waves poured into the boat, threatening to sink it. And Jesus was in the stern, head on a pillow, sleeping. They roused him, saying, "Teacher, is it nothing to you that we're going down? Awake now!" He told the wind to pipe down and said to the sea, "Quiet, settle down." And the wind ran out of breath. The sea became smooth as glass. And then Jesus reprimanded the disciples, "Why are you such cowards? Don't you have any faith at all?" They were in absolute awe, staggered. "Who is this anyway?" they asked. "Wind and sea at his beck and call." And here ends our scripture reading. May all of us sense God's presence as we seek to understand scripture this morning. Now, the story that you just heard, we all grew up with it, didn't we? Since we were little, that's one of the first stories that I can remember, because somehow my mother thought fit that I had to go to Sunday school when I was only 3 years old. Now, all I remember about those days is that the teacher always allowed me to hold her handkerchief, because she had her gloves. She had these long ones, and there I sat with her gloves, not understanding a word what was happening. But this is one story that goes far back for all of us. And I don't know about you, but since then, the biblical story left me with only one message. And the way I understood it had only to do with how powerful Jesus was, that he could perform this type of miracle, commanding the wind and sea. And that was it. Nothing more. Just a story. For many, it is still just a story, something that happened long ago, unrelated to our times. So we read it, forget it, and move on. It pales in significance during times like these, while America included is facing an almost unbelievable series of weather-related and other catastrophes. Dictatorships are currently tumbling several places in the world. People are taking to the streets with anger, many with a feeling of helplessness, some taking the law into their own hands in rebellion against their fate. So, if this was just a story, wouldn't say much to us about Jesus on the sea calming the waters. Mark's miracle story actually is about something entirely different, because it really challenges us to consider two questions. And the first question is, who is Jesus? And the second question is, will you trust this Jesus? On this occasion, the disciples fail on both counts. And even though they were followers of Jesus, they were incapable of trusting in his love and his care for them. Fear, doubt, and insecurity overwhelm the disciples on this stormy voyage. So finally, the disciples asked, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And here is the moment when the story gets new life. "Jesus, don't you care what's happening to me? Aren't you aware Are you still listening to my prayers? I'm going under. Where are you? And I'm sure that many of us have asked the same question at some time in our lives, because we also encounter our personal storms on our life's heavy seas. Question the same. Does God really care? Or is God asleep in the stern of our boats? And we all go through these storms sometime or other. Many, many personal relationships end in such a storm. Now, a certain couple was celebrating their golden wedding anniversary, and then she was asked to tell the secret of their long and happy marriage. And this is how this faithful wife answered. On our wedding day, I decided to make a list of 5 faults for which, for the sake of our marriage, I would definitely overlook in my new husband, but only 5. So, of course, everyone wanted her to tell what those 5 faults were. And she replied, "Well, to tell you the truth, I never did get around to listing them. Whenever my husband did something wrong, however, something that made me hopping mad, I would say to myself, lucky for him, that's 1 of the 5. Storms are raging in many lives. It could be that you came to church today with a need in your heart, with questions. Could be that you came with the hope that something will happen during worship this morning that will reassure you and allow you to feel ground under your feet once again. Coming to hear the same reassuring voice that the followers of Jesus heard amidst the storm that they were in. And Jesus spoke and said, "Peace, be still, and fear no more." What is in all our hearts this morning? I think if we all tell our stories, there will not be a dry eye in this church this morning. We know, for instance, how deeply the loss of a loved one can affect people. Some of you present here this morning, you've experienced what a terrible storm with devastating effects that happening was. After all, what greater storm can we go through than the loss of a loved one? So, some of you are still hurting inside. The loss of a loved one is a dreadful storm. Life storms, however, take on many different forms in our times. Many people are also facing financial ruin in uncertain times. They thought they had enough money put away, but now they find that the dollars are too few for the road ahead that can be a very long one. And there are people all over our beloved country that cannot make the ends meet anymore. And there are so many wounded people in our world. So many are suffering because of their personal failures. They may have asked God many times, forgive me for what I did. And God did. But they never realized it. And they still continued on, blaming themselves for things that went wrong. Once when you have placed your need at the feet of Jesus Christ our Lord, leave it there. Don't pick it up and carry it away with you afterwards. Many of us haven't lived up to the standards that we have set for ourselves. Others are facing a sense, why did I live after all? Was my life really lived in vain? So many have their self-esteem and their self-respect fractured, and the winds are howling over their heads. I'm describing all the storms that we have to deal with in times like these. But remember, whatever the storm, many are distressed at the fact that the Master seems to be asleep. And I'm sure that someone is listening right now to say, oh, I've been praying about this so long. I'm pretty sure Jesus is somehow asleep in the stern. Then we ask the question, why doesn't God simply just step forward and intervene in this situation? That's their cry of distress. Teacher, do you not care? Can you not see I am perishing? Now, if you read the wider context of the Bible, Scripture says, yes, let me tell you, our God really cares deeply. When the storms of life are raging, He cares. When it seems you cannot hold on a moment longer, He cares. When the waters threaten to engulf, He does care. That is the backbone of the Christian message. Ours is a caring God. The disciples rouse Jesus from his sleep and he speaks to the wind and the waves, peace, be still. And the wind then ceases and there is a great calm. And then he turns to the disciples and asks, why are you afraid? Have you no faith? You know, and in this simple question, this part of the Bible just opens like a blooming flower. And suddenly we understand. What's wrong with you this morning? Why are you so afraid? Have you no faith? Those questions came from the lips of Jesus in the middle of a storm. The central question in our faith life is not how many storms we must pass through. It's not even the question how fierce the storm is. The question is whether you and I have faith and conviction that can help us weather every storm that comes our way. We all know that bad things happen to all people, good or bad. There is no magic wand that will safeguard some people from raging storms and others not. The storms will come, and you and I are not going to avoid them. That's not the message of the Bible. Listen, hear the gospel. There is a difference. Because we know one thing. When the storms rage, we still have the Master on board. And as one of God's people, we can say, in a drifting sea, I am standing on a rock. And although I'm trembling on the rock will never tremble under me. And that's where our deep Christian faith comes in. You cannot inherit the faith of your parents or anyone else. The question comes, Have you ever become serious about your faith, about what you believe? Do you have a faith that you can call mine? This is what I know. This is what I believe, and nothing will take it away from me. And if you do not have that inner security that comes from a sincere faith in Almighty God, then I pray that you would see light somehow, even now, and say, "My God, why did I ever not trust you?" If you do not have that type of inner assurance, as we sing, "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine." We sing it often. We know it by heart. But do we mean it? Do we have that blessed assurance deep inside ourselves? Because the sad truth is, you can never rely on the faith of other people. God has no grandchildren, only children. Faith is a personal thing. It calls for a personal decision. "Lord, I will follow you from this day on." The fisher folk of Brittany have the tradition to utter a simple prayer every time when they launch their boats upon the deep. And this is the prayer of the people of Brittany. "Keep me, O God, for your sea is so great and my boat is so small." Do you have that feeling this morning? The sea around me is vicious, it's great, the storms are raging. My boat is small. So it might be time for you to allow your faith to discover, "I'm not really alone. God is in the boat after all." When we live in God. That's what our faith says. And when we die, we never die into nothingness. We die in the internal presence of God. Fear no longer. Hear the voice of the gospel this morning. It's not just an old tale about a storm on the sea centuries ago. It is a message that coming to us through the ages. Hear the gospel. Listen to the sound of God's voice rising above your storm. Hear the voice saying, "Peace, peace, be still." Can you hear that? The reassurance? Do you sense that? Do you feel that? God is still saying, "Peace, my child. Fear not. I'll be with you till the end of time." Amen.